We're going up!
The edge of the ruptured deck flashed past, followed by the breach in the vessel's hull, and suddenly, the Stealth X was out in space, wobbling and listing a dozen meters above the nest ship. Han was still clinging to the wing with both hands, his legs floating free now that they had escaped the artificial gravity. Tarfang was clasping the barrel of a laser cannon with both hands, yowling wildly and fluttering his legs as though he were swimming. But June was spinning off into space, his arms grasping at the void, his feet kicking at nothing. Luke caught the Solistin in the Force and began to pull him back toward the wobbling Stealth X. Then his lightsaber began to flicker and fade, and a cold knot of danger sense formed between his shoulder blades. Luke did not even take the time to turn around. He simply stepped into a powerful backstomp kick that caught his invisible attacker square in the chest. Even with the Force reinforcing it, the kick was not powerful enough to launch Lomi off the Stealth X. But it did save Luke's life. Her blade scraped across the equipment pod on the back of his backsuit, and he pivoted into the attack, bringing his arms around in a double block that first slammed, then trapped both of Lomi's arms. Something sharp and powerful smashed into the pit of Luke's stomach, taking him by surprise, since he still had both of Lomi Plo's arms trapped. Mara wheeled the Stealth X around, going for the thermal vent, and Luke almost lost his balance. C-3PO and R2-D2 flashed by below. They were still standing where Han had left them, C-3PO's photoreceptors following the Stealth X as it passed overhead. Again, something sharp and powerful smashed Luke in the stomach. Could it be a third elbow? And this time, it drove the air from his lungs. He kicked one of Lomi's legs, twisting the two arms he did have under control, trying to wrest her lightsaber free. The third elbow slammed Luke another time. When he tried to fill his lungs again, it felt as if he were trying to suck down a chestful of gauze. Luke was out of air. He glanced at the status display inside his helmet and found only darkness. The slash across his equipment pod might have killed him after all. He tried one more time to wrench the lightsaber from Lomi Plo's hands, but he was losing his strength. Then, the gentle clunk of a launching shadow bomb pulsed through the fuselage. The Stealth X bucked as they shot through the heat plume above the thermal vent. Lomi Plo immediately released her lightsaber and slammed Luke with a powerful force shove, trying to rid herself of his grip so she could divert the bomb. Luke almost came free, until he hooked a leg around one of Lomi's and slammed down on top of Mara's astromech. He used the Force to stick himself in place, then saw Han across from him, holding on with one hand and aiming Tarfang's blaster with the other. A brilliant flash lit space behind them. Then Mara banked the Stealth X around, and Luke saw Tarfang and June still hanging on to the cannon barrel, silhouetted against a huge column of flame. It died down for a moment, then suddenly shot up again as a secondary explosion shot out of the thermal vent. Had there been any air left in Luke's lungs, he would have cried out in joy. At least they had disabled the Dark Nest's hyperdrive.